Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to one of the key issues facing Congress right now. And, you know, there's a lot of other things that are bigger in the news, Afghanistan and others, and it's all very important and it's absolutely right to be in the news. But this one has to do with the infrastructure plans that the Congress is considering. And let me tell you something, it's a lot of money and it's going to be well spent, absolutely necessary. But there is a glitch. There is a snag. You remember there are two infrastructure plans that were bifurcated. They were cut in two. One of them is so-called hard infrastructure. This is about $1.5 billion. It's actually more like $1.2 billion. And this is to repair our bridges, roads, airports, water systems, and provide broadband to rural America, kind of like rural electrification in the 1930s. Franklin Roosevelt brought electricity to rural areas around the country. That's one of the reasons he was so popular, and it deservedly so. Prior to Roosevelt, people didn't have electricity in most of these areas. You know, they had outhouses. They didn't have functioning plumbing systems. They didn't have anything in their house that required electricity, lamps, and that kind of thing. What happened was Roosevelt changed that, and Biden's going to change it for broadband, for internet, and for cell service. Right now, if you're a small business in rural Wisconsin, you're at a disadvantage if you don't have decent broadband, and especially if you're a student, if you're a kid. That's going to change, supposedly, I hope so, $1.2 trillion. Half of it's already funded. Half of it is COVID money already allocated that hasn't been spent. Some of it, these Republican governors that won't take the extra unemployment comp, it's just sitting there. It's going to be used for this. And there's other aspects of allocated but unspent COVID money. So it's really more like $600 billion, and that's over 10 years. So we're talking $60 billion a year out of a multi-trillion dollar budget. It's absurd not to do this. It's absurd not to do this. We've got to rebuild our roads, bridges, and airports, and water systems, and broadband. Passed the Senate, 69-30. That means all 50 Democrats and 19 Republicans. It's truly bipartisan. Moscow Mitch supported it. It's a big expenditure. Big expenditure. It went to the House. What happened is the progressive caucus in the House said, well, we're not even going to vote on that until we pass the $3.5 trillion soft infrastructure bill that Biden proposes that funds, for instance, childcare, tuition, increased health care, fights climate change, all worthy goals, all worthy goals. But not a single Republican in the Senate is going to vote for it. That means we have to use what's called budget reconciliation, which means we need 50 votes, and Kamala Harris will jump in and give the 51st. You can pass things on budget reconciliation with just a majority, no filibuster. Right now, Joe Manchin just announced he's not going to do $3.5 trillion. He said the most he would do is something like $1 to $1.5 trillion. Well, when somebody says $1 to $1.5 trillion, he means like $1.7 trillion. You know, you take his upper number and goose him up. But he's not going to do 3.5. It sounds to me like he's going to do half. Well, what will half accomplish? Quite a bit. It's a good start. It's a good start on tuition, elder care, child care, things like health care, greater Medicaid benefits, and also fighting climate change, absolutely essential. The progressives had agreed before they squeezed the so-called centrists, and they said, we're not going to vote on the hard infrastructure, the $1.2 trillion, until September 27th. In the meantime, we'll pass the other. Well, the other ain't going to pass at $3.5 trillion. It's not going to pass the Senate. It would pass the House. It's not going to pass the Senate. Not going to pass the Senate because of Joe Manchin. And Kyrsten Sinema follows him. Whatever he does, she follows. Without him, there are only 49 votes, 48 without hers. Kamala Harris can't come in and break a tie that's not a tie. Moscow Mitch is opposed to it. Down it goes. So there's a standoff. And here's what each side has said. Bernie Sanders, the head of the progressive movement in this country, and somebody who I admire a lot, he was my second choice for president last year. Biden was my first. Bernie disappointed me. Bernie goes, well, if they don't pass the $3.5 trillion, we're not going to vote on September 27, even though we said we would. And it may be that nothing passes, and that would be a shame for the country. That's a terrible statement. That's a terrible statement. The $1.2 trillion hard infrastructure, the $1.2 trillion hard infrastructure would have hired hundreds of thousands, millions of people in the trades at union wages for a long time. It would have rebuilt our infrastructure. That's on the table. That had 19 Republican votes. Pass it. There's an agreement that it's going to have to come to the House for a vote. It's already passed the Senate by September 27. That was their deal. Now, Nancy Pelosi is a good speaker, and she may try to delay that. And she said before, she said, I'm not freelancing. We don't have the votes for this thing. What she means is the Progressive Caucus won't give the vote until the other one. It's a hostage situation until the other one's passed. What happens on September 27? I got news for you. September 27 is pretty close. What happens when she counts votes and realizes the Progressive Caucus won't vote for it? See, but you set it up there and it goes down. The instinct of a speaker is to go, well, we're going to defer it. But then it's chicken and the egg. You defer that and Manchin defers the other one and nothing gets done. I did not like hearing Bernie, I got to say, as much as I admire him, saying that it could be that nothing passes and that would be a shame for America. There should be no shame for America. We're all American congressmen and senators there. Vote for the hard infrastructure. Get that tucked away. Because I'll tell you something, and no one seems to think of this except me. What happens if Bernie has another heart attack? God forbid. I love the guy. The Vermont governor is a Republican. He'll appoint a Republican. Moscow Mitch becomes majority leader, and this all goes away. God forbid what happens tomorrow in California if Gavin Newsom gets recalled, Larry Elder gets in. Something happens to Dianne Feinstein. She's like 88 or 89 years old. She's become a clown senator. She's the one that hugged Lindsey Graham after the Amy Comey Barrett hearing. And said, what a great hearing. It was a stupid thing to say. Stupid thing to say. We have a great guy running against Lindsey Graham, and that just cut the legs out from under the guy down in South Carolina. Bad news, okay? So she's losing it, but she's still in there. What happens if she steps down? Or God forbid something happens to her and a guy like Larry Elder points a senator, what do you think is going to happen? Moscow Mitch becomes majority leader. When that happens, this all goes away. This is funny money. This is Brigadoon. This can go right back into the mess, guys, okay? So Bernie and the whole caucus, I got news for you. Pass the hard infrastructure like you agreed by September 27th. Put it in. Get it nailed down. Bird in the hand's worth two in the bush. You know the rule in bridge. Always take the winning trick. Always take the winning trick. Don't be fooling around thinking you can make a few more tricks and then you get strangled in the game. Take the winning trick, okay? Take it and then fight. Take Manchin to the White House and beat the hell out of him. Say, Manchin, you're going to come up with coin of the realm. And if you don't want $3.5 trillion, all right, how about $3.4? Beat the living heck out of him, figuratively speaking, of course. And get him as far up as you can go and nail it. Get it done before Moscow Mitch becomes majority leader again. Get it done, get it done, get it done. And, you know, the Progressive Caucus in the House, some like 90 people sign up for it. About 60 of them are just woofing. You know, they just want it on their resume, say they're progressives. It reminds me, I don't know if you saw Stir Crazy, two of my favorite actors are Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. They're in jail and they go, we bad. That's right. We bad. We bad. So about 60 of these clowns go, we progressives, we progressives. They're no more progressive than the man on the moon. They got to say they are. But there are about 30 in that caucus who actually are hardcore card-carrying type progressives. And, you know, they listen to Bernie, and they have their own leaders and so on. Mark Pocan is a member, a good friend of mine from Madison, great congressman. But Mark has a head on his shoulders, and these guys got to get together and say, okay, we're going to do everything we can, but the way to success on the $3.5 trillion is to take a bird in the hand or two in the bush, get hard infrastructure nailed down, get it nailed down right now, right now. Get it passed before Moscow Mitch, God forbid, becomes majority leader. And I'll tell you what, you know, money for roads and bridges runs out beginning of October. You know when beginning of October is? Real quick, that's when it is, a couple of weeks. And I want the trades at work. I want the trades at work. I want money there repairing our roads, bridges, our hard infrastructure. And then fight like heck. And all it takes is Manchin. And, you know, Manchin, the other thing about Manchin is he won't suspend the filibuster for one bill. The voting rights bill. That's all he has to do. One bill. And you know what goes away? Gerrymandering goes away. All these crooked laws that Republican legislators are passing, they all go away. They all go away. That's all he has to do. One bill. He can go back woofing in West Virginia and go, we bad, we bad. That's right. I wouldn't get rid of the filibuster overall. Just one bill. Just one bill. We bad, we bad. That's what he could do. That's what. Does anybody talk to the guy like this? Do you think he do? I don't think they do. I do not think they talk to the guy like this. Biden has the ability to talk to him, and he better do it. So there it is in a nutshell. Who goes first? What's on second? You know, what is this? Abbott and Costello? Who's on first? What's on second? This is the Congress. They're dumber than hell. They really are screwing this thing up bad. It's not hard to get your hands around this thing. By September 27, pass hard infrastructure. Then take Manchin in the White House and work him over. Okay? How hard is that? And get what you can out of him. And while you're at it, beat him up over the voting rights bill. That's what he should do. Moscow Mitch did that. He got rid of the filibuster for whatever he wanted. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.